This was Mom all over. Her sense of humor wasn't as deprived as Hickory's and Dickory's. I can actually make her laugh, but it doesn't stop her from being one of the most serious people I've ever met in my life. When she wants to get your attention about something she thinks is important, she's going to get it. It's a good quality to have, but right at the moment it was making me seriously uncomfortable. That was her plan, no doubt. "Mom, I know," I said. "I know it has risks. I know that a lot of things could go wrong. I know it wouldn't be easy." I waited. "But," Jane said, giving me the prompt she knew I was waiting for. "But if you and Dad were leading it, I think it'd be worth the risk," I said, "because I trust you. You wouldn't take the job if you didn't think you could handle it, and I know you wouldn't put me at risk unnecessarily. If you two decided to do it, I would want to go. I would definitely want to go." I was suddenly aware that while I was speaking, my hand had drifted to my chest and was lightly touching the small pendant there, a jade elephant given to me by Jane. I moved my hand from it, a little embarrassed. "And no matter what, starting a new colony wouldn't be boring," I said, to finish up, a little lamely. Mom smiled, unplugged the sink, and dried her hands. Then she took a step over to me and kissed the top of my head. I was short enough, and she was tall enough that it was a natural thing for her. "I'll let your dad stew on it for a few more hours," she said, "and then I'll let him know where we stand." "Thanks, Mom," I said. "And sorry about dinner," she said. "Your dad gets wrapped up in himself sometimes, and I get wrapped up in noticing he's wrapped up in himself." "I know," I said. "You should just smack him and tell him to snap out of it." "I'll put that on the list for future reference," Jane said. She gave me another quick peck and then stepped away. "Now go do your homework. We haven't left the planet yet." She walked out of the kitchen.